waiting long?
Oh, the maid just came by and dusted me.
Could have been the painter.
I think the governor's running a little behind schedule.
Not to mention the 20th century.
Governor Gatling may be a bit unorthodox, but he's going to pull this state back together.
Really?
I mean, he inherited a lot of problems.
You know the family. You've got great teeth. When you smile, your eyes crunch up, your nose moves off to the left, and your ears retreat.
Well, that was very poetic.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. I still have to find a dentist.
Oh, new in town?
Yes.
I am, too.
You are? How do you like it here?
Full of foreigners and wild dogs.
It just seems that way. But there's plenty to do, places to go. We'll meet people, make new friends. We'll get along beautifully.
I know we will.
I think the governor must be involved in some kind of emergency.
Been to Smitty's yet?
Smitty's?
Yeah, it's an old blacksmith shop. They turned it into a restaurant. It's got hand-carved beams, stone floors, one of the best wine cellars in the state, and the shrimp are huge and tender.
Please, please. I miss lunch. I'm starving.
Well, Smitty's specialty is rack of lamb.
I could eat a horse.
Fine, we'll go someplace else.
Was that an invitation?
It wasn't a commercial for Smitty's. Is that a yes? How's 8 o'clock?
Tonight?
Building's old. We'll have to get there before it's condemned.
I'm sorry to keep you. I really am. I had to get off a letter to the State Income Tax Bureau.
I didn't mind waiting. Not at all. I'll only take a minute, Ibutanga.
Who is she?
Who? Oh, she was in yesterday. She's very nice. Do you know what she had to pay for an apartment on the west side?
Marcy, who is she?
Senator Wade.
Senator Wade? Well, if her first name isn't Senator, I just have embarrassed myself.
Her first name's Francine. What'd you do?
I asked her for a date.
So would she say no?
She didn't say no. She didn't say yes either.
That alone should have told you she was a politician.
But a state senator?
Well, she was just elected. Maybe she's not acting like a senator yet.
I told her she had great teeth.
What's wrong with that?
Teeth? She's a state senator and I'm talking teeth?
You know, I went out with a senator once. Had his own airplane. Cute little thing. The plane, not this. I used to think that an automatic pilot had something to do with a gas stove. Hey, you can't run very far in a two-seater plane. Fortunately, he couldn't get my parachute off.
I want to thank you for sharing that with me.
Sure thing.
I guess that about takes care of it. Bye.
Bye, Governor. Thank you.
It didn't take long, Senator. Marcy and I were talking, and she happened to mention
that... It's all right. I was just in there asking the governor the same questions about you, Benson.
Well, under the circumstances...
Are you trying to break our date?
Me? I thought you. What time will I pick you up?
I have another meeting. I'll meet you there. 8 o'clock at Smitty's. If it's still standing.
Well, I'll get there quick and prop it up.
Smitty's?
Well, yeah, you know, the food's not bad.
Right, gotta eat somewhere. No big deal, huh?
The gray suit?
The blue shirt and the striped tie, smashing. Oh, Benson, order the omelet. All you gotta do is swallow. No one looks good chewing.
Benson? Benson? Yoo-hoo, Benson!
Halt!
What
are you doing here?
I live here. I'm sorry I woke you, Miss Cross. I couldn't sleep, and I came down for some warm milk.
The kitchen is closed.
I thought Benson would be here. Not that I think he stays awake all night. I've seen him during the day. And yet, whenever I can't sleep and I'm worried about something, I come down here to the kitchen at some fairly odd hours, and Benson has always been here. How do you account for that?
Bad luck.
Well, I've plenty to worry about, so I'll try again tomorrow night. Where is Benson?
Out over his head.
That's nice. He should go out more often. Good night, Miss Cross.
Wait! Even so, I am off duty. I will hate your stupid milk.
No, thanks. It wouldn't be any fun without Benson.
Jar. You have had enough. The rest are for your father.
They're really good.
Eat all we bake and you will get a tummy ache.
That rhymes.
Ja, Liebling. It is my nature to be lyrical. To the sink. March.
5 nights in a row is a bit much.
Ooh, cookies.
Personally, I couldn't care less, but the party is very concerned that Benson will hurt Senator Wade's career.
Taylor.
Do you know what the papers can make of her running around with a butler?
Taylor!
Butler in the same sense that General Eisenhower was a soldier, okay?
Oh.
You compare Benson to Ike? Ike was a strategical wizard, a military genius.
Who knew? These are delicious.
Miss Krause baked them for my father.
At least they're gonna have the common decency to stay out of public places.
Oh, it'd be okay if Senator Wade snuck around, like some other senators I could mention.
That's different. They're married.
Thank you, Miss Krause.
Do not touch! Those are for the governor. And besides, they're hot.
Right. Benson must...
Something wrong.
I don't drink enough milk. Everybody needs milk, okay? Benson must stop seeing Senator Wade.
Have another cookie, Taylor.
I'm wasting my time.
And so is Benson.
Do you know something I don't?
Yeah, an old German proverb. The wild boar may romp through the forest with a beautiful doe, but that don't make him Bambi.
Heavy.
That ugly little folktale tells it all. Benson may be a climber, but he's out of his class.
Taylor, why don't you just tell him yourself? Morning, Benson.
Tell me what?
Nothing.
Benson, how's your dating Senator Wade gonna hurt her career?
Katie, where'd you ever hear a nasty, rotten thing like that? Whoever said it must be a real fool.
Benson, personally,
Buzz
I couldn't...
Buzz off!
You're angry.
Skipped anger, went straight to rage.
Never seen you angry before. It's not a pretty sight.
Perhaps I have overstepped that fine line between impartial observer and meddler.
Perhaps you have.
And so, I apologize.
Accept it.
Do not touch! Those cookies are for the governor!
Still hot?
Me or the cookie?
What are you doing? The cookies are gone? You ate the governor's cookies? His favorites! Every day he's saying, Gretchen, where are my cookies? And now finally I bake them and you eat them all up? He's going to think I did not want to make them for him. He's going to blame me. After all my work, after all the ways I've tried to please him, and no matter how hard I try, it is never enough. He is going to be furious.
Smells delicious. Where are the cookies?
You want cookies? Call Betty Crocker.
You want some more beef?
Is that what that is?
You didn't know that was roast beef.
I didn't know it was meat.
I didn't hear any complaints about breakfast.
That's because breakfast was perfect.
I know. Coffee? Keep talking.
Where was I?
You were in the service.
Oh, yeah. After Korea, I got a job on an assembly line. I went to school on the GI Bill and took hotel management.
Did you like it?
Yeah. The only thing I couldn't manage was working all day and studying all night.
Which one did you give up?
Well, I needed the money. I had two sisters and three brothers at home. I was the oldest. It was expected.
But you were still a kid yourself. Wasn't that a lot to carry?
Oh, no. I can carry up to four and drop only three.
You know what I meant. The responsibility.
Well, yeah, I felt it. But whatever I gave up, I got a lot more in return. Five college graduates, and they're all doing fine.
I love them already. They kept you so busy, you didn't have time to meet the right woman, right? Oh, and it'll stain the cloth.
This stuff will eat a hole in the table.
You were telling me about all the women you didn't have time for.
No, I wasn't. Although I thought about marriage once. High school history teacher.
My father's a history teacher.
Oh, yeah? 5'2" and a little silly?
No.
Then it's not the same one. But I came out of that thinking that love was just another word for trouble.
And now?
I'm in trouble again. Governor in?
Uh-huh. Well, Senator Wade. They're finished. He's just starting a paper mill story.
Well, I got a couple phone calls to make.
Vincent, hi.
Senator?
That was for your benefit, Marcy.
Thank you.
Marcy? Mm-hmm.
You coming to dinner tonight?
Depends on who's cooking.
You are?
I'll be there.
Let's talk.
Marcy, I think maybe Benson's looking forward to one of our man-to-man chats. I know I am.
Governor, Francine is really special. She's a believer. She believes in me, you, the system. She even believes it's possible to take government away from the special interests and give it back to the people.
Did she say how?
But where do I fit in with all that? Maybe Taylor's right. Maybe I would hurt her career. What do you think, Marcy?
I think when two people find one another, nothing else matters.
But we're from two different places. I've got a high school diploma. She's got a master's degree in political science.
Well, I have two degrees, business administration and economics, and you seem to like me.
It'll never work.
Benson, just don't make the same mistake I did.
Which one?
When I first met the late Mrs. Gatling, I assumed I wasn't good enough for her. I was right, of course, but she never found it out. Benson, I waited almost 10 years to propose to her.
You're thinking I'm thinking about proposing?
You have the look to me of a man who's getting ready to propose. I've seen it before.
I haven't.
But I have always regretted that I didn't ask for her hand a little sooner. Later on, she told me she'd have said yes.
And she just sat around 10 years waiting for you to propose.
Oh, well, no, not exactly. She was married at the time. But separated. And then her husband died. Oh, poor fellow. He was in Africa taking pictures of elephants. His last shot was a beauty. But anyway, I sent her a condolence card, and she sent me a thank you note, and then I called to thank her for the thank you note. And before I knew it, I'd proposed. Just a small wedding. No pictures, of course.
Are you finished?
Oh, yeah.
That's very touching.
Did you get my point?
Stay away from elephants.
Don't wait 10 years to ask Francine to marry you. That's the point.
Well, yes, I suppose you could look at it that way, but if you dig beneath the surface, you may find a deeper meaning. And again, maybe not.
Good morning.
Morgan.
Marcy, when you were a kid, did you have to eat oatmeal?
Of course I did, Katie. It was the pits. Katie, you are eating it too fast.
It's bad enough I have to eat it. Do I have to taste it too?
Where's Benson?
Making a goodwill tour of the mansion, smiling at anything that moves.
Smiling? He asked her.
Benson popped the question?
I think so. Oh, this is like a fairy tale come true.
Wait until the princess finds out the frog is really a frog.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Want me to ask him?
I think this requires a little tact. How was last night?
Dark.
Was it in any way, special? I mean, eventful. Memorable?
Forget it.
Benson, did you ask Senator Wade to marry you?
Yes, I did, Kate.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm so sad for her.
Has Senator Wade been moving into your room?
Well, she hasn't said yes yet. I didn't give her a chance to. I wanted to think about it.
Miss Krauss, could I have my breakfast, please? Marcy, you have a call at your desk. Oh. Katie, you're late for school. Did you ask her?
She's thinking about it.
I hope you aren't rushing into anything.
Benson.
Hmm?
The music stopped.
But the feeling hasn't.
Let's talk.
Oh, sure. You made up your mind?
Yeah.
What'd you decide?
I'm sorry, Benson.
Yeah, well, you do what you have to do. I understand.
Do you really?
The calluses are here, not here, Senator.
Oh, here we go again. The working man and the lady senator. Let me explain something to you, Benson. I'm no token black who came in on a quota. I'm not interested in playing the game so I can have a long and ineffectual career. I'll make it on what I do, not on what my husband does. I love you, but marriage is not in my plans now. I'm sorry.
Well, I am too. We could have had a few laughs.
Benson, I don't want to lose you. Can't we keep it the way it is?
The way it is gets kind of empty after a while. You see, Francine, marriage is more than a piece of paper to me. It's two people swearing to God that they'll take care of one another and doing just that no matter what.
Give me time.
You know where I live.
Benson, please don't say goodbye.
Good night, Senator. Good as new.
They came broken.
Better than new. Back to new.
Why don't we take them back to the store and get another pair?
Why didn't we think of that an hour ago?
Benson?
Hmm?
What's a broken heart?
Ah, there's no such thing, Katie. That's just a way of describing one of life's little disappointments that comes close to killing you.
Is your heart still broken?
Yeah, a little.
Do you think I'll break someone's heart when I grow up?
Yeah. Every woman is entitled to at least one.
Good. I wish you weren't so old. Because if you weren't, I'd ask you to wait for me.
All right, so you could break my heart?
So you can take me to Smitty's for shrimp and chocolate cake.
Is that what you think love is about?
No. But it seems like the best part.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.